It's Bruce from the Willows again. Last week we looked at, is there a God? Today we're going to look at this question. What is God like? And can we be sure that we know this God? So first of all, what is God like? The psalmist said, our God is in heaven. He does whatever pleases him. And then we go on to find that God is personal. Unlike the idols of heathen worship, God speaks and can be known personally the very moment we commit ourselves personally to him through Jesus. God is spiritual, and he must be worshipped in spirit and truth. Our spirits are not just our minds or emotions, but the innermost part of our beings. And it's from these depths and in accordance with the truth of God's word that we are to worship our God. God is holy. John says, in him there is no darkness at all. You see, his eyes are too pure to look on evil. God is just, and as the judge of the earth, he will do what is right. This surely is comfort, and also a warning. God is eternal. Named as the Great I Am in Exodus, this is the title which Jesus also claimed for himself. God is almighty. In the physical and spiritual realms, all things are possible with God as long as they are consistent with his nature. He cannot overlook sin. He cannot ignore the sinner or deny himself. God is all present. The psalmist tells us that if we proclaim this truth to comfort the lonely and the afraid, it's a warning then to those who think they can hide or run away from God, because we can't. God is all present. God is also all knowing. Everything is uncovered and laid bare before the eyes of him to whom we must give an account. And finally, on this part, God is all-loving. As a father, he has compassion on his children. So the Lord has compassion on those of us who fear him, but he can only be father in the full sense of the word to those who trust in Jesus. It is Jesus who perfectly revealed God to us. Remember, when God came down into this world, took upon human nature, partly it was so that he could reveal to us what God was like. So, what is God like? Number two, can we be sure that we know God? John says, everyone who loves has been born of God and knows God. We also are told that the first test and fruit of the Spirit is love. And John has in mind both love for God and love for other people, with emphasis on other Christians. If we really know God, then we are a member of his family by faith in Jesus. Then we should have a God-given love for other Christians. We are related through Christ, and so we are brothers and sisters. So there is something wrong if we do not really love each other. That's the challenge, isn't it? This is love, not just emotional. Essentially, it is practical. You know what love is, because Jesus laid down his life for us. So, if we know of anyone who has needs but have no pity on them, how can the love of God be in us? John says again, let us not love with words or tongue, but with actions and in truth. How far do we love one another? There is a great difference, you know, between religious and spiritual reality. In the name of religion, terrible things have been done all down the centuries. The religious leaders of Jesus murdered him. And local churches may be religious, but they could be full of piety, squabbling, resentment, which grieves the Spirit of God. But when you have a group of people who really know God, there will always be found love. I wonder, has God given us a real love for other Christians? Has he given us a love for other people? We may not always like them at first sight. We may not always agree with them. We may not always understand them. But do we love them? Do we truly see them as brothers and sisters in Christ? If so, this is a very good test that we do know the God of love. And by loving each other as believers, that should help us to love other people who do not believe as well. So friends, let us use any opportunity that we are given today and every day to show love to another Christian brother or sister, and let us show love to those who are lost and who do not know Jesus, that they may come to know him. Let us pray. Father, we worship you because you are God. Help us, Lord, to become rooted and established in love. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thank you once again. If you have any problems, any concerns, or any questions that you want to share with me, please contact me by my email, all lowercase, bruce.porter@sky.com. Thank you. God bless you all.